I was there with my son Elliot today, this morning. He's 2. And we were just going through the farm exhibit at the Buffalo Zoo. So we were just, you know, petting some of the sheep and cows and that kind of thing. And all of a sudden we look out the front of the barn, which is open, and we're looking out into the parkway, which is at the zoo, and I see people running and screaming, along with zoo officials also yelling and screaming that the zoo needs to be evacuated immediately. So they're all running from my left to my right, which I find out later is, you know, the direction away from the gorilla house. So I'm starting to get my son back into his stroller and buckled in so that we can book out of there. But before I can do that, the officials say you need to get back into the barn, which we were in. The girl who was running the barn closed up the front of it, the big barn doors, locked that up. So we were in there with the farm animals. And then even the keeper of that area didn't feel that was secure enough, so she took my son and I and another woman and her 3-year-old son back into an even more secure area. It was kind of like a prep area where, you know, they get their food together and ready. It was definitely employees only kind of area. So they brought us back there, which is actually behind the barn, and we were all locked in there together.
And how long were you kept in the barn?
We were kept in the barn, I'm guessing about 45 minutes to an hour. At one point, some other zookeepers popped their head in real quick. They said they had to grab some pepper spray. They looked very perturbed. They were obviously in the moment. They grabbed pepper spray, 2 of them, and left immediately. So it was definitely a very scary situation. And then from that point on, we heard that the gorilla had escaped its pen area, that had gone into a food prep type area for employees, and it was believed to be contained in there, although they weren't sure because it's not locked like it is a pen, and being gorillas, they can open doors if they want to get out of a door and go wherever they're going to go from there. Yeah. But we heard that the gorilla zookeeper was actually trapped inside this kitchen area with this male gorilla and also a female gorilla and her baby.
How did all this make you feel? I mean, you're there with your son and obviously certainly not what you would expect to happen on a visit to the zoo, but at any point were you frightened for your safety?
Oh, very much so. You know, you never really want to see people running and screaming through a zoo. That usually only means one thing, that an animal escaped. So I'm just running through my mind at that point what kind of animal escaped and what I need to be doing to protect my son. I picked him up immediately, and then we were ordered to go into this back area. But, I mean, for that minute of panic, I had no idea what had escaped, where it was in relation to me. And, you know, it just seemed very, very dangerous. And yeah, I was frightened. Yeah.
Did they make any announcements over loudspeakers or anything? Was this all just kind of like people running around trying to gather up everyone they could?
Pretty much people running around gathering up who they could. I didn't hear any loudspeaker announcements. And the reason we were eventually let out of where we were being contained is we heard that there was, you know, an all clear over the CB, and that we could continue on. We immediately left. I don't know if the zoo remained open or if they closed immediately, but we decided our day at the zoo was done at that point.